kansaspublicradio.org.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5 KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7 KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, 91.3 KANQ Chanute, 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Up next on Morning Edition, the latest news from NPR and from the KPR newsroom. It's 6 o'clock.
Good morning. Align with the president's priorities. Andrea Hsu, NPR News.
This is NPR News in Washington.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. The Hayes police officer who was shot and killed while responding to a domestic violence call on Sunday has been identified. Sergeant Scott Hyman was a 9-year veteran of the force. The officer was struck by a bullet fired from inside a house. The suspected shooter was later found dead inside, apparently from a self-inflicted gunshot. Sergeant Hyman is the fourth officer in Kansas to be killed in the line of duty in just the past 4 months. A University of Kansas study says the state needs to be more transparent about the wait list for disability services. As Dylan Lyson reports, the study aims to develop ways to shorten the wait.
Kansans who need intellectual or developmental disability aid can wait for nearly 10 years for services like overnight care or residential treatment. More than 4,900 Kansans are currently waiting for services. That's 600 more than at the end of 2024. Evan Dean of the KU Center on Disabilities told lawmakers that the state needs a public dashboard with important information about the wait list.
We can monitor both the overall numbers and geographical regions and demographic information so we can monitor the performance of the system.
The study also recommends boosting the workforce that cares for people with disabilities. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Dylan Lyson in Overland Park.
A Derby High School English teacher has been arrested for crimes involving children. The Sedgwick County School says the first-year teacher, Caleb Thornton, faces charges including contributing to child misconduct, child endangerment, and possession of marijuana. KWCH reports Thornton was arrested Monday. The Derby High principal says the teacher is on immediate suspension, and the district is working closely with the Derby Police Department regarding the matter. Students at Lawrence High School were evacuated yesterday when a small fire was reported in the girls' locker room. A district spokesperson says the fire was discovered shortly before 11:30. Firefighters were dispatched and students and staff were evacuated. There were no injuries, but some parents told the Lawrence Times they were unhappy with the way the incident was communicated to them. Administrators did not send a message to parents fully explaining the situation until more than 2 hours after firefighters were called. Weather forecast for today, another sunny, warm day. Temperatures still about 7 degrees above normal for this time of year. Today, mostly sunny with a high near 85 degrees. Calm wind becoming southeast around 5 miles an hour in the afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 61. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, warm again. High temperature near 86 degrees. Looking ahead to the end of the week, Thursday, sunny with a high near 88. Friday, sunny with a high near 88. In Lawrence right now, mostly cloudy, 57 degrees. Topeka's mostly cloudy, 58 degrees. Manhattan reporting mostly cloudy skies and 58 degrees. You're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. The time is 6:07.
Support for NPR.
Details at callvalleyfarmtour.com.
From the University of Kansas, you're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Junction City. Coming up on Morning Edition, high schools across Kansas are premiering a new sport this fall. Girls flag football was launched with help and funding from the Kansas City Chiefs, and students are excited about the addition.
I've never been given the opportunity to be able to play football, and it's never been able to be like for girls like that. So now seeing this program is amazing. It's awesome.
We'll hear how girls flag football is getting started across Kansas coming up in about 20 minutes.
Support for KPR comes from Mammoth, presenting singer-songwriter Noah Reed, best known for playing Patrick on Schitt's Creek, Saturday, October 4th at Liberty Hall. Tickets available through Ticketmaster.com.
Weather forecast for today, mostly sunny, warm again. High temperatures this afternoon near 85 degrees. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 61. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and warm again. Highs tomorrow near 86. In Lawrence right now, mostly cloudy, 57. Topeka, mostly cloudy and 58 degrees.
I'm Tim Franks, host of BBC NewsHour. Coming up today, can the Trump-Gaza peace plan work? We'll have reaction from across the region. The Taliban shuts down the internet across Afghanistan. And Lee Miller, the photographer like no other.
The BBC NewsHour begins at 9 o'clock, right after Morning Edition on KPR2. It's 6:21.
6:21. All right. Well, that's great. Matthew, where is fall? I've just about had it with these above-average temperatures. It's supposed to be 68, 70 degrees, not 85. But enough about that. Good morning. I'm Jay Schaefer. This is Morning Edition on KPR, and we are welcoming you to our fall fanfare, our autumnal membership drive at Kansas Public Radio, where we try to convince you to invest in the station you're already listening to. It's easy to do. Just call us, 888-577-5268. I am joined presents, did a little interview with our very own Morning Edition guy, Matthew Algio. And why? Well, Matthew is out with a new book, and he will be talking about it tonight at 7 o'clock at the Raven Bookstore in downtown Lawrence. I'm surprised that he's here this morning because, you know, he's got a book author signing coming up at 7 o'clock tonight at the Raven. I say new book because Matthew Algio has now written 8 books all about history. This latest book is called New York's Secret Subway, The Underground Genius of Alfred Beach and the Origins of Mass Transit. Let's chat with Matthew just for a minute about his new book. So, Matthew, are you still with us here this morning?
I
know you're busy putting together news.
Yes, I'm working on the newscast, but I, for self-promotion, I will take a break from that.
Okay, excellent. Well, you have written this book that is getting such good reviews. Tell us just a little bit about New York's secret subway and the man behind it.
It's about a guy named Alfred Beach who built New York's first subway in 1870. He had to do it in secret because Boss Tweed and Tammany Hall would not give him permission to do it.
Well, there you go. All right, 7 o'clock tonight. Are you going to be awake for that book signing and presentation?
I will take a nap. I'll take a nap.
All right. Well, you tune in to get the news, and that is some of our news this morning. You can meet our Morning Edition host and learn about this new book, New York's Secret Subway, with our Morning Edition host, Matthew Algio. I'm so glad you've tuned in to Morning Edition. We've got plenty of news to tell you about this morning and more on the hot weather. But right now, take this opportunity to give us a call and make a contribution. It could be $5 a month, the entry level, as they say here at KPR, or it could be $1 a day. If you give $20 a month, we'll send you an autographed copy of the latest book.
Things that a healthy local public radio station can bring to a community. And one of the things that you can help make possible with your contribution, at this point, we're depending on listeners for 94% of our operating budget since our federal funding was rescinded. But the good news is we have tens of thousands of listeners, and if everyone kicks in what they can, we will be just fine. You can contribute at kansaspublicradio.org. That's kansaspublicradio.org.
One of my favorite things about KPR is KPR Presents. You never know what Kay McIntyre, the host, will bring us. It could be a book author interview, or it could be some recent presentation at the Dole Institute of Politics that Kay has recorded and dissected and produced. So she has distilled the essence of the conversation. You know, for events that you might miss at the Dole, oftentimes you're going to hear a version of it, a slightly edited version that'll air on KPR Presents. But my favorite thing about our weekly public affairs program, and it doesn't happen every year, but most years, is KPR Presents Christmas program, A Very Merry KPR Presents. This is typically when the staff at KPR gets together, and we've got a lot of musicians on staff here, and they'll play some Christmas music or holiday music, or they will recite a poem. Our very own boss.
I'm impressed that you did, you had some Christmas music already. It's not even fall yet, according to the weather.
don't tell Felly, but this is not, it's not Christmas.
Oh, I thought it was Christmas. I was so impressed.
This would be a little piece of music from Van Morrison on a Tuesday morning. Whew, let's get back to the number. I'm going to turn her mic off. Our phone number is 888-577-5268. The news is next right here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. With no agreement reached, NPR's Tamara Keith has more.
Republicans came out of that meeting saying they are united. They said the sort of short-term funding bill they want has been supported by Democrats many times before, which is true. And they are demanding that they do the same this time. Vice President Vance even said Democrats had some good ideas, but he added any negotiations need to happen with the government open, not shut down. Mind you, he and pretty much everyone else at this point seems convinced that a shutdown is happening.
Democratic lawmakers want money added for health care and to extend health care provisions that are due to expire later this year. This is NPR News from Washington.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. A trial underway in Johnson County will determine whether some Kansas abortion restrictions are overturned. As Noah Taborda reports, abortion providers took the stand first.
Many of the laws under scrutiny during the first day of deliberation surround the information that must be disclosed before an abortion. Two Kansas providers took the stand, focusing on the potential risks like delaying care. Attorneys for the state questioned the expertise of the providers. Objections during the testimony were frequent and just as frequently batted aside by the district court judge overseeing the trial. The case continues this week before a two-week pause. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Noah Taborda.
What happened to health in Kansas? That's the question a new report from the Kansas Health Institute tries to answer. Kansas has experienced one of the steepest long-term declines in health ranking in the nation. In 1991, the state was ranked 8th in America's health rankings. By 2024, it had fallen to 28th. The report attributes the decline to numerous factors, including the closure of rural hospitals and health care services, the failure to expand Medicaid, and the limited availability of mental health services. The report was based on surveys of more than 100 health leaders and experts. The Sierra Club has given the power company Evergy an F for its failure to meet minimum climate targets. In a report, the Sierra Club cited the company's multi-year backslide from renewable investments for the failing grade. The report grades 75 utilities nationwide on plans to retire coal plants, stop building new gas plants, and transition to clean energy. Evergy has delayed the closure of a coal-burning plant and recently announced plans to build two new gas-burning plants. Evergy is investigating an incident in which a lineman was electrocuted and nearly died last week while working to repair an outage near Kingman. Evergy told KWCH the lineman, Brandon Kaufman, remains in critical condition in a Wichita hospital. Evergy declined to provide further details about the incident. Weather forecast for today, mostly sunny skies, still warm, high temperatures this afternoon near 85 degrees. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 61. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, warm again. Highs tomorrow near 86. It's 6:34.
Support for NP from Leavenworth, Kansas, and as a new sustaining member, it looks like. So that's very exciting this morning. Yay!
So you get your pledge matched dollar for dollar. If you give $20 a month, you get an autographed copy of the latest book by Bill Curtis. It's called Whirlwind. And you'll feel good about it. You know, we shouldn't discount the feeling you get when you have a stake in public radio. You're no longer just a listener. You're a listener member. And it doesn't take a lot because you get to decide the price. I would love to go shopping and decide to tell the grocery store what I want to give them for what I'm buying. It's not the way it works in the rest of the world. Mm-hmm. But here in public radio, you decide how long you listen, how much you can afford, check your budget. We encourage everyone to become a sustaining member. Just set it and forget it. Hook it up to your credit card or your bank account, and then every month a small amount will automatically come out in support of KPR. Our phone volunteers have more information on how you can become a sustainer. But at the very least, we hope you'll give something by calling 888-577-5268.
Gifts of all sizes will be matched by our friends in Baldwin City, which, by the way, is such a cute town. In recent months, I've had to drive back and forth from Lawrence to Baldwin City, and it's the cutest drive ever. Lots of lovely little farms. So that household is matching pledges of all sizes. Gifts of all sizes will make a big difference, and you can become a member or renew your membership by visiting kansaspublicradio.org.
Audrey, what's coming up at the Dole Institute of Politics that we desperately need to hear about right now?
Right now. Well, on October 8th, we have a wonderful program on Wednesday at 4 p.m. Our fall fellow is Joni Wickham, who was formerly the chief of staff to Kansas City, Missouri Mayor Sly James. Oh. She's been doing a fantastic series. Shameless plug for the Dole Institute's YouTube channel and live stream. We have her two previous conversations on our YouTube, so if you've missed those, that's fine. But show up on October 8th at 4 p.m. We have a bipartisan conversation. Get this. With State Representative Brandon Woodard and his colleague Laura Williams, a Democrat and a Republican. And actually, they had the unique distinction of running against each other. And are now colleagues because of redistricting. Yeah. So they ran against each other, and Brandon lost. And now he got elected in a different district. And so they've been rivals, and now they're colleagues. And they're talking about how they collaborate.
Interesting.
Is that novel?
It's very novel. If you'd like more information, just go to the Google and check out Dole Institute of Politics. Actually, you know the web address.
DoleInstitute.org.
DoleInstitute.org. Thanks for tuning in on this Tuesday morning. This is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, and we're waiting to hear from you. Our number is 888-577-5268.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Arts Center, presenting Runway and Rhythm, a designer fashion showcase and dance party, Saturday, October 4th. VIP and general admission event details at lawrenceartscenter.org.
This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Matthew Algio. High schools across Kansas are premiering a new sport this fall. Girls Flag Football was launched with help and funding from the Kansas City Chiefs Flag Football Initiative. And schools are excited about the addition. Suzanne Perez of the Kansas News Service reports.
Freshman Emma Hawley plays center for South High. She says she didn't know much about football prior to joining the team, but she's glad she tried something new.
And I think that it's a really good opportunity to let girls also play football and not just let it be boys.
Emma says she hopes the sport continues to catch on across the state so eventually girls can letter in flag football.
Because I don't want it to be like a one-and-done thing, because I think that it's a really amazing chance to let girls play football and try out for things that they haven't done yet. So I'm really excited to see how it goes.
For the Kansas News Service, I'm Suzanne Perez in Wichita.
The Kansas News Service is a collaboration between Kansas Public Radio, KMUW, KCUR, and High Plains Public Radio. It reports on education, health, and many other issues connected to public policy. You can find more of their stories on our website, kansaspublicradio.org.
Flag football, it's taking off across the country. This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jay Schaefer. I used to host this show, but then I got too old of Morning Edition. Matthew Algio, who will be discussing his new book, New York's Secret Subway. And by the way, this is his eighth history book, so he knows what he's talking about. You know, you can't just get these book deals like, you know, anybody's business. So if you'd like to learn about New York's secret subway, be at the Raven Bookstore 7 o'clock tonight and meet and greet Matthew Algio. back to business here at Fall Fanfare 2025. Felonies.
Not all of them, but, you know, KPR supporters have such energy. They're so committed. And we all know that you all are ready to help, you know, sustain KPR into the future. And I think it's really, I mean, it's like Kansan owned in that way.
Yes.
You know, we don't need the feds.
Absolutely. With the number of listeners we have, we actually don't really need that federal support. But if we don't maintain the momentum that we have right now, we have received an increase in support since the rescission, then it could affect our programming. You can help out by visiting kansaspublicradio.org, or you can call 888-577-5268. That's 888-577-5268. Thank you.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANB HD, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or ask your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Next up on Morning Edition, the latest news from NPR and the KPR Newsroom. It's 7 o'clock.
Good morning. Vice President Vance thinks there won't be a deal to fund the government by tonight. We'll ask Republican Congressman Dusty Johnson if there's a way to avoid this shutdown and about his plan to stop the next one. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. President Trump's plan for Gaza is out. It calls for Hamas to release its hostages and for Israel to let in more aid. Amy Martinez.
And I'm Michelle Martin. Israeli troops would still be in Gaza for the foreseeable future. Will Hamas agree? Also, Bad Bunny stopped touring the continental U.S. over fears ICE could target his fans. What can we expect from his Super Bowl halftime show? And braces are cool now? It is Tuesday, September 30th. On this day in 1947, the World Series was broadcast on television for the first time. News is next.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. President Trump and Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth are set to address hundreds of U.S. military officials at a Marine Corps base in Virginia today. NPR's Quill Lawrence reports the White House hasn't said why the meeting was called, but it includes top commanders from more than a dozen countries, many in conflict zones.
The logistics of getting them all to Virginia, the expense, the security, I mean, any soldier knows that you spread out so that the whole squad can't get taken out by one single mortar. So having everyone and the president in one place like this is a security nightmare. And it's previously just not been U.S. military style where all these generals were summoned before a president or the Secretary of Defense for this sort of display. Generals, well, they swear an oath to the Constitution, not to the president.
That's NPR's Quill Lawrence reporting. Federal agencies will run out of money at midnight tonight. NPR's Deidre Walsh reports President Trump hosted a meeting with top Democratic and Republican leaders yesterday, but both sides say big differences remain.
House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries says a funding deal has to address expiring health care subsidies.
And the reality is that in a matter of days, notices are going to go out to tens of millions of Americans making clear that their health care is about to become dramatically more expensive.
Republicans accuse Democrats of hostage-taking and say the issue should be negotiated on a separate track. The Senate is expected to vote later today on two proposals, a House-passed bill that extends current funding levels until November 21st, and a Democratic alternative that attaches health care changes. Both failed before and are expected to fail again as the deadline to avoid a shutdown approaches. Deirdre Walsh, NPR News.
A White House meeting between President Trump and Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu ended on Monday with Israel accepting a U.S. proposal to end the war in Gaza. Netanyahu says if the plan moves ahead, it would unfold in several stages.
If Hamas agrees to your plan, Mr. President, the first step will be a modest withdrawal, followed by the release of all our hostages within 72 hours. The next step will be the establishment of an international body charged with fully disarming Hamas and demilitarizing Gaza.
Trump says if the Palestinian Authority doesn't complete the reforms that the administration laid out, it would only have themselves to blame.
We're giving them an amazing footprint, and they have amazing support from the leaders of the Arab world and the Muslim world, the great leaders. These are great leaders. These are unbelievable leaders that have built great countries.
Hamas has not yet responded. This is NPR.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. The Hayes police officer who was shot and killed while responding to a domestic violence call on Sunday has been identified. Sergeant Scott Hyman was a 9-year veteran of the force. The officer was struck by a bullet fired from inside a house. The suspected shooter was later found dead inside, apparently from a self-inflicted gunshot. Sergeant Hyman is the fourth officer in Kansas to be killed in the line of duty in just the past 4 months. A University of Kansas study says the state needs to be more transparent about the wait list for disability services. As Dylan Lyson reports, the study aims to develop ways to shorten the wait.
Kansans who need intellectual or developmental disability aid can wait for nearly 10 years for services like overnight care or residential treatment. More than 4,900 Kansans are currently waiting for services. That's 600 more than at the end of 2024. Evan Dean of the KU Center on Disabilities told lawmakers that the state needs a public dashboard with important information about the wait list.
We can monitor both the overall numbers and geographical regions and demographic information so we can monitor the performance of the system.
The study also recommends boosting the workforce that cares for people with disabilities. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Dylan Lyson in Overland Park.
Unless President Trump and congressional leaders reach an agreement, the Farm Bill will expire tonight at midnight. And the Kansas Farmers Union is warning that would affect not just farmers, but nearly every household in the state. The Farm Bill covers crop insurance, something Kansas farmers rely on to manage risk. But it also covers food assistance programs. In fact, the Farmers Union told KSN nearly 80% of the Farm Bill goes to nutrition assistance. The Farm Bill comes up for renewal at a time when many Kansas farmers are already dealing with uncertainty around the Trump administration's trade policies. For example, China, usually the country's biggest customer for sorghum, has not placed any orders for this year's crops. Students at Lawrence High School were evacuated yesterday when a small fire was reported in the girls' locker room. A district spokesperson says the fire was discovered shortly before 11:30. Firefighters were dispatched and students and staff were evacuated. There were no injuries, but some parents told the Lawrence Times they were unhappy with the way the incident was communicated to them. Administrators did not send a message to parents fully explaining the situation until more than 2 hours after firefighters were called. Weather forecast for today, mostly sunny, warm again. High temperatures this afternoon near 85 degrees. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 61. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, still warm. Highs tomorrow near 86. Looking ahead to Thursday, sunny with a high near 88 degrees. In Lawrence right now, mostly cloudy, 57 degrees. Topeka reporting mostly cloudy skies and 58 degrees. This is KPR's Morning Edition at 7:07.
Support for NPR.
When we send people home, we deny Americans access to the basic services they pay for, all in the name of one party trying to gain political leverage.
That is Republican Representative Dusty Johnson of South Dakota. Congressman, thank you for the time and happy birthday.
Thank you.
This is NPR News.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, presenting Tina, the Tina Turner musical, an uplifting comeback story like no other, Tuesday, October 14th, 7:30 p.m. Tickets available at lead.ku.edu.
From the University of Kansas, you're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. Glad you're with us this morning. Hope you can keep listening. Coming up in the next half hour of Morning Edition, high schools across Kansas are premiering a new sport this fall. Girls Flag Football was launched with help and funding from the Kansas City Chiefs, and students are excited about the addition.
I've never been given the opportunity to be able to play football, and it's never been able to be like for girls like that. So now seeing this program is amazing. It's awesome.
We'll hear how Girls Flag Football is getting started across Kansas coming up in about 20 minutes. Kansas Public Radio would like to thank Taylor's Donuts for providing breakfast during our membership drive. Taylor's Donuts, made by hand and located at 1827 Louisiana Street in Lawrence. Thank you, Taylor's Donuts. Weather forecast for today, mostly sunny, still warm, high temperatures this afternoon near 85 degrees. In Lawrence right now, it's mostly cloudy and 57 degrees.
I'm Tim Franks, host of BBC NewsHour. Coming up today, can the Trump-Gaza peace plan work? We'll have reaction from across the region. The Taliban shuts down the internet across Afghanistan. And Lee Miller, the photographer like no other.
The BBC NewsHour begins at 9 o'clock, right after Morning Edition on KPR2. The time is 7:21.
And what a wonderful time to call us here at Kansas Public Radio and make a pledge. 888 contribution as well.
And you can help keep Kansas Public Radio on the air by becoming a listener member this morning. We are looking for $480 right now. That's how much we need to raise to stay on track to meet a generous $3,000 challenge from a Baldwin City household. That's a dollar-for-dollar match. Gifts of all sizes will be matched. If you give $20 per month or more, you will receive a copy of Bill Curtis's new memoir, and we will be halfway there. We've set a mini goal of $480. You can contribute at kansaspublicradio.org or by visiting, nope, or by calling 888-577-5268.
Yeah, we've been talking a lot about sustaining memberships and how those are the foundation of KPR and the planning and it being able to, plan out your year of programming, and really those are an essential piece. So if you're inclined to give just a little bit every month, it really adds up over the course of the year. So it's a great way to start.
So be the next caller at 888-577-5268 or pledge online safely and securely and conveniently at kansaspublicradio.org. A reminder that we're working on a dollar-for-dollar challenge right now. So you can double your pledge when you call it in at 888-577-5268. Thanks to a former KU employee and a former employee of the KU Endowment Association who are trying to give us an extra $3,000. You can make it happen when you pledge your support right now at kansaspublicradio.org. Or call 888-577-5268. It's time for me to shut up because it's 7:30 and time for the news. Thanks for listening and thanks for supporting KPR.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. Congress has until late tonight to pass a spending bill to avert or say Hurricanes Umberto and Imelda pose no direct threat to the east coast of the U.S., though beachgoers are being warned about rough surf from Florida to New England. NPR's Giles Snyder says the storms continue moving northward in the open Atlantic.
Hurricane Umberto is expected to cause Imelda to turn toward the east. Heavy rain and strong winds remain in the forecast for the Carolinas, but the heaviest should be limited to the coastline. The storms are expected to kick up life-threatening surf and rip currents along the east coast this week.
Umberto has weakened to a Category 2 hurricane as it moves northward. Imelda strengthened into a minimal hurricane a short time ago. This is NPR News from Washington.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. A trial underway in Johnson County will determine whether some Kansas abortion restrictions are overturned. As Noah Taborda reports, abortion providers took the stand first.
Many of the laws under scrutiny during the first day of deliberation surround the information that must be disclosed before an abortion. Two Kansas providers took the stand, focusing on the potential risks like delaying care. Attorneys for the state questioned the expertise of the providers. Objections during the testimony were frequent and just as frequently batted aside by the district court judge overseeing the trial. The case continues this week before a two-week pause. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Noah Taborda.
What happened to health in Kansas? That's the question a new report from the Kansas Health Institute tries to answer. Kansas has experienced one of the steepest long-term declines in health ranking in the nation. In 1991, the state was ranked 8th in America's health rankings. By 2024, it had fallen to 28th. The report attributes the decline to numerous factors, including the closure of rural hospitals and health care services, the failure to expand Medicaid, and the limited availability of mental health services. The report was based on surveys of more than 100 health leaders and experts. The Sierra Club has given the power company Evergy an F for its failure to meet minimum climate targets. In a report, the Sierra Club cited the company's multi-year backslide from renewable investments for the failing grade. The report grades 75 utilities nationwide on plans to retire coal plants, stop building new gas plants, and transition to clean energy. Evergy has delayed the closure of a coal-burning plant and recently announced plans to build new gas-burning plants. Evergy is investigating an incident in which a lineman was electrocuted and nearly died last week while working to repair an outage near Kingman. Evergy told KWCH the lineman, Brandon Kaufman, remains in critical condition in a Wichita hospital. Evergy declined to provide further details about the incident. Weather forecast for today, mostly sunny, still warm, high temperatures this afternoon near 85 degrees. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 61. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, warmer, highs tomorrow near 86. Right now in Lawrence, mostly sunny, 57 at 7:34.
Support for NPR.
Down with Pakistan, Indonesia, Turkey, alongside Arabs. I think the Qataris said to the president, if we bring the Arab world and the Muslim world together in this mm-hmm. eight country meeting, you know, Hamas won't be able to say no to all of us. That's the theory of the case, and we'll have to see if that is indeed what happens.
That's David Makovsky of the Washington Institute. Mr. Makovsky, thank you so much.
Delighted to be with you.
This is NPR News.
The place to find NPR News. This is Kansas Public Radio. Thanks for tuning.
From the University of Kansas, this is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. Glad you could join us for Morning Edition on this Tuesday. Coming up in the 10 minutes, we'll have the latest news from NPR and from the KPR newsroom. Kansas Public Radio would like to thank Taylor's Donuts for providing breakfast during our membership drive. Taylor's Donuts, made by hand and located at 1827 Louisiana Street in Lawrence. Thank you, Taylor's Donuts. Weather forecast for today, mostly sunny skies with a high near 85 degrees. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 61. Tomorrow, sunny and warm again, mostly sunny anyway, with a high temperature near 86 degrees. These temperatures about 7 or 8 degrees above average for this time of year. Not too bad outside right now, though, in Lawrence. Mostly sunny, 57 degrees. Topeka, cloudy, and 58 degrees.
Support for KPR comes from Love Garden Sounds, buying and selling compact discs, vinyl records, stereo equipment, and more at 822 Mass Street in Lawrence. More at lovegardensounds.com.
This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Matthew Algio. High schools across Kansas are premiering a new sport this fall. Girls Flag Football was launched with help and funding from the Kansas City Chiefs Flag Football Initiative, and schools are excited about the addition. Suzanne Perez of the Kansas News Service reports.
On a recent win.
Yeah, I'm pretty serious tonight. I'm ready to get this W, you know.
Freshman Emma Hawley plays center for South High. She says she didn't know much about football prior to joining the team, but she's glad she tried something new.
And I think that it's a really good opportunity to let girls also play football and not just let it be boys.
Emma says she hopes the sport continues to catch on across the state so eventually girls can letter in flag football.
Because I don't want it to be like a one-and-done thing, because I think that it's a really amazing chance to let girls play football and try out for things that they haven't done yet. So I'm really excited to see how it goes.
For the Kansas News Service, I'm Suzanne Perez in Wichita.
The Kansas News Service is a collaboration between Kansas Public Radio, KMUW, KCUR, and High Plains Public Radio. It reports on education, health, and many other issues connected to public policy. You can find more of their stories at our website, kansaspublicradio.org.
Broadcasting from the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio. Thanks for tuning in to KPR. It's our fall fanfare, our fall membership drive, and we're recruiting members left and right. Mostly this morning, though, we're getting a lot of calls from pets who are pledging at 888-577-5268. But hey, we'll take money from everyone. So if you have a cat or a dog, they listen to KPR. You know, once we got pledges from a horse, that listens to us all afternoon. Mm-hmm. The number's still the same. You might need to get some help from someone with fingers to dial 888-577-5268. If you'd like to Plavin Bookstore, 7 o'clock tonight, talking about his latest historical book. It's called New York's Secret Subway. So if you'd like to meet the host of Morning Edition, get a copy of that book, New York's Secret Subway. Come to the Raven tonight at 7 o'clock and meet and greet the host of this very show. Stick around. The latest news is coming up next at KPR.
I'll bring up more.
You're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Thanks so much for joining us for Morning Edition. We come to you from the University of Kansas. We are KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Oldsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210 CR in Atchison 89.9, and K258 BT in Manhattan at 99.5. Also online at kansaspublicradio.org. The time is 8 o'clock.
Good morning. Money for most of the government runs out at midnight. We'll ask Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren if any compromise between her party and Republican
in his cabinet.
Jeffries responded to the depiction of him wearing a sombrero and a mustache. In a post on X, he appeared to address President Trump, saying that bigotry will get you nowhere. In a separate post, Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer disparaged Trump's negotiating skills, saying Trump can only throw tantrums. The fake video Trump posted shows Jeffries and Schumer talking with reporters outside the White House, with mariachi music playing in the background. A fake voiceover of Senator Schumer complains about Democrats' political problems and argues for free health care for undocumented immigrants so they'll vote for Democrats. The social media fight broke out after Trump met with Jeffries and Schumer in the Oval Office to discuss heading off a government shutdown. Joyelle Snyder, NPR News.
You're listening to NPR News from Washington.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. The Hayes police officer who was shot and killed while responding to a domestic violence call on Sunday has been identified. Scott Hyman was a 9-year veteran of the force. The officer was struck by a bullet fired from inside a house. The suspected shooter was later found dead inside, apparently from a self-inflicted gunshot. Hyman is the fourth officer in Kansas to be killed in the line of duty in just the past 4 months. A University of Kansas study says the state needs to be more transparent about the wait list for disability services. As Dylan Lyson reports, the study aims to develop ways to shorten the wait.
Kansans who need intellectual or developmental disability aid can wait for nearly 10 years for services like overnight care or residential treatment. More than 4,900 Kansans are currently waiting for services. That's 600 more than at the end of 2024. Evan Dean of the KU Center on Disabilities told lawmakers that the state needs a public dashboard with important information about the wait list.
We can monitor both the overall numbers and geographical regions and demographic information, so we can monitor the performance of the system.
The study also recommends boosting the workforce that cares for people with disabilities. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Dylan Lyson in Overland Park.
A Derby High School English teacher has been arrested for crimes involving children. The Sedgwick County School says the first-year teacher, Caleb Thornton, faces charges including contributing to child misconduct, child endangerment, and possession of marijuana. KWCH reports Thornton was arrested Monday. The Derby High principal says the teacher is on immediate suspension, and the district is working closely with the Derby Police Department regarding the matter. Students at Lawrence High School were evacuated yesterday when a small fire was reported in the girls' locker room. A district spokesperson says the fire was discovered shortly before 11:30 a.m., firefighters were dispatched and students and staff were evacuated. There were no injuries, but some parents told the Lawrence Times they were unhappy with the way the incident was communicated to them. Administrators did not send a message to parents fully explaining the situation until more than 2 hours after firefighters were called. Weather forecast for today, mostly sunny with unseasonably warm temperatures continuing. Highs today near 85 degrees. That's about 7 degrees above normal for this time of year. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 61. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high near 86. Looking ahead to later in the week, Thursday, sunny with a high near 88. Friday, sunny with a high near 88 degrees. Right now in Lawrence, we have sunny skies, 58 degrees. Topeka, mostly sunny, 58. Manhattan reporting mostly cloudy skies, 58 degrees. Junction City, partly cloudy, 59. Atchison, partly cloudy and 59 degrees. This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. The time is 7 minutes after 8.
Support for NPR comes from NPR.
Request for comment. However, Pritzker and the state's attorney general say they will sue the Trump administration if troops are deployed to Illinois. For NPR News, I'm Mawa Iqbal in Springfield, Illinois.
This is NPR News.
Support for KPR comes from the Folly Theater, presenting the Pete Escovedo 90th Birthday Celebration, featuring Pete Escovedo and his orchestra, Saturday, October 4th, 7:30 p.m. Information at follytheater.org.
From the University of Kansas, you're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9. Atchison. Coming up in the next half hour of Morning Edition, high schools across Kansas are premiering a new sport this fall. Girls flag football was launched with help and funding from the Kansas City Chiefs. Students seem to be excited about the addition.
I've never been given the opportunity to be able to play football, and it's never been able to be like for girls like that. So now seeing this program is amazing. It's awesome.
We'll hear how girls flag football is getting started across Kansas coming up in about 20 minutes on Morning Edition. Kansas Public Radio would like to thank Taylor's Donuts for providing breakfast during our membership drive. Taylor's Donuts, made by hand and located at 1827 Louisiana Street in Lawrence. Thank you, Taylor's.
Support for KPR comes from LMH Health's new cancer center, offering cancer clinical trials and comprehensive treatment options, all under one roof. More information is available at lmh.org/cancercare.
Coming up in about 10 minutes, the latest news from NPR and the KPR newsroom. Coming up at 9 o'clock after the news, the classical morning show with your classical friend Cordelia Brown. She has a lot of great stuff in store. If you're listening to KPR 2, coming up at 9, it's news from the BBC. The time is 8:21.
What a great time to call Kansas Public Radio and pledge your support. It's Fall Fanfare 2025. I'm Jay Schaefer with a mouthful of Taylor Donuts, encouraging you to become a KPR listener member or perhaps upgrade your sustaining membership. Here's the number, 888-577-52. But right now at Kansas Public Radio by calling 888-577-5268.
We're looking for 10 more pledges of any size before 9 a.m. When you donate a gift at any amount, the Chestnut Family Fund will add $100 to your pledge, and we're looking for 10 of those. This is an opportunity for you to support the learning opportunities that Kansas Public Radio provides to all of our listeners, free of charge, really, but we can't do it without you. It's not free for us. We depend on listeners like you for 94% of our operating budget. You can contribute at kansaspublicradio.org or by calling 888-577-5268. Thank you.
Thanks to an anonymous pledge that came in from Lawrence, who says, thank you for your excellent reporting. Well, we've got some reporting for you next here on Kansas Public Radio. It's 8:30, time for the latest news.
Live from NPR News in Washington, this is NPR News from Washington.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. A trial underway in Johnson County will determine whether some Kansas abortion restrictions are overturned. As Noah Taborda reports, abortion providers took the stand first.
Many of the laws under scrutiny during the first day of deliberation surround the information that must be disclosed before an abortion. Two Kansas providers took the stand, focusing on the potential risks like delaying care. Attorneys for the state questioned the expertise of the providers. Objections during the testimony were frequent and just as frequently batted aside by the district court judge overseeing the trial. The case continues this week before a two-week pause. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Noah Taborda.
What happened to health in Kansas? That's the question a new report from the Kansas Health Institute tries to answer. Kansas has experienced one of the steepest long-term declines in health ranking in the nation. In 1991, the state was ranked 8th in America's health rankings. By 2024, it had fallen to 28th. The report attributes the decline to numerous factors, including the closure of rural hospitals, the failure to expand Medicaid, and the limited availability of mental health services. The report was based on surveys of more than 100 health leaders and experts. The Sierra Club has given the power company Evergy an F for its failure to meet minimum climate targets. In a report, the Sierra Club cited the company's multi-year backslide from renewable investments for the failing grade. The report grades 75 utilities nationwide on plans to retire coal plants, stop building new gas plants, and transition to clean energy. Evergy has delayed the closure of a coal-burning plant and recently announced plans to build two new gas-burning plants. Evergy is investigating an incident in which a lineman was electrocuted and nearly died last week while working to repair an outage near Kingman. Evergy told KWCH the lineman, Brandon Kaufman, remains in critical condition in a Wichita hospital. Evergy declined to provide further details about the incident. Weather forecast for today, mostly sunny, still warm. High temperatures this afternoon near 85 degrees. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 61. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, still warm. Highs tomorrow near 86 degrees. Right now in Lawrence, mostly sunny, 59 at 834.
Support for NPR. Terms yet. I'm sort of wondering if they try to make any adjustment, will this be seen as a rejection and continue with and Israel continues with its military campaign?
That's the $64,000 question. I think the whole premise, the theory of the case, so to speak, and it might have come from the Emir of Qatar, which has been, is if we bring the leadership of the Arab world and leadership of the Muslim world, this is the first time, and I've been a student of this conflict, and in 77 years, I don't remember anything like this, where the President of the United States is also sitting down with Pakistan, Indonesia, Turkey, alongside Arabs. I think the Qataris said to the president, if we bring the Arab world and the Muslim world together in this mm-hmm. eight country meeting, you know, Hamas won't be able to say no to all of us. That's the theory of the case, and we'll have to see if that is indeed what happens.
That's David Makovsky of the Washington Institute. Mr. Makovsky, thank you so much.
Delighted to be with you.
This is NPR News.
And this is the place to find NPR News, Kansas Public Radio. Pledge of any amount. Make it happen when you call 888-577-5268. I want to thank Dina Evans of Lawrence, who says, I would like to put my money toward this cause. And I'll get Mr. Curtis's book from the Lawrence Public Library. Incidentally, Dina Evans says, Nick Carswell's newish program, 105 Live, is a fantastic addition to the KPR lineup. Fresh and vibrant, we will pass those comments along to Nick Carswell. So thank you, Dina Evans of Lawrence. Thanks also to former KU Professor David Guth, who has checked in from Lawrence with his own contribution. David Guth is out with a new book of his own, and hopefully we'll be talking to him soon about that. He says this, "Now more than ever, local journalism is critical to the successful functioning of democracy." Well, thank you, Professor David Guth, for your contribution, and thanks to Jennifer Quentin of Junction City. We salute all of the soldiers at Fort Riley, the Big Red One, the 1st Infantry Division. Jennifer, I don't know if you're just a regular old citizen of Junction City or connected to Fort Riley, but we appreciate you and your contribution to KPR. Our number is 888-577-5268, and we hope you'll make your call, and we hope you'll make it right now. Have you heard about this trend with girls playing flag football?
Mm-hmm. I don't think it's a trend. I think it's here to stay.
It's here to stay. Right? Yeah, I guess it's right. Not a trend. It's something that's happening.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, we're going to tell you about it next, right here on Kansas Public Radio.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Junction City. So glad you could join us this morning. Hope you can stick around this afternoon for the Classical Afternoon Show. We extend Carl Maria von Weber's invitation to the dance in the noon hour. Also other delights, including a Mozart violin sonata, Piano Trio 2 by Brahms, and much, much more. Classical music from noon to 3 today on KPR. If you're listening to KPR 2, stay tuned for BBC News throughout the day. Weather forecast for today, mostly sunny, still unseasonably warm. High temperatures near 85 degrees today. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 61. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, even a little warmer. Highs tomorrow near 86 degrees. Right now in Lawrence, it's mostly sunny, 59. Topeka's mostly cloudy and 60 degrees.
Support for KPR comes from Delta Dental of Kansas, reminding listeners that dental health is closely linked to overall health and to visit a dentist regularly. Dentists can be found at deltadentalks.com/find.
This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Matthew Algio. High schools across Kansas are premiering a new sport this fall. Girls Flag Football was launched with help and funding from the Kansas City Chiefs Flag Football Initiative. Schools seem to be excited about the addition. Suzanne Perez of the Kansas News Service reports.
On a recent Wednesday, Boss donned her new jersey and swiped black paint under her eyes.
You got the face on and everything. You're pretty serious today.
Yeah, I'm pretty serious tonight. I'm ready to get this W, you know.
Freshman Emma Hawley plays center for South High. She says she didn't know much about football prior to joining the team, but she's glad she tried something new.
And I think that it's a really good opportunity to let girls also play football and not just let it be boys.
Sport continues to catch on across the state, so eventually girls can letter in flag football.
Because I don't want it to be like a one-and-done thing, because I think that it's a really amazing chance to let girls play football and try out for things that they haven't done yet. So I'm really excited to see how it goes.
For the Kansas News Service, I'm Suzanne Perez in Wichita.
The Kansas News Service is a collaboration between Kansas Public Radio, KMUW, KCUR, and High Plains Public Radio. It reports on education, health, and many other issues connected to public policy. You'll find more of their stories at our website, kansaspublicradio.org.
It is 62 at KU, and this is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Incidentally, if you didn't hear this earlier, Matthew Algio, the host of this very program, is out with a new book. It's called New York's Secret Subway, and he'll be talking about it at 7 o'clock tonight at the Raven. So if you'd like to either meet Matthew Algio, the local host of Morning Edition at KPR, or learn about his new book, New York's Secret Subway, be at the Raven Bookstore, downtown Lawrence, 7 o'clock tonight. I'm Jay Schaefer, along with the director of the Dole Institute of Politics, Audrey Coleman, and our boss at KPR, Felonies Lovato Winston, encouraging you to take advantage of a challenge that is before us right now. And here's the deal. The Chestnut family is willing to add $100 on top of your pledge in any amount. So it doesn't matter if you give $5 or $10 or $15 or $20 a month or $1 a day or $1,000, they'll add $100 to it right now when you call 888-577-5268.
Just 6 more to go, and we will be in good shape for Morning Edition. Thank you so much to Caitlin in Topeka, Kansas, who says thank you for all you do, and Jean in Dwight, Kansas. Jean says, I have been a sustaining member and decided to upgrade. So thank you so much, Jean. We really appreciate your support. Just 6 more to go. Gifts of any size will bring in an extra $100 from the Chestnut Family Fund. You can contribute at kansaspublicradio.org. You